The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Standing by the foot of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." From that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. One of his talks, Father Tim Gallagher mentions the power of Mary when we're going through difficult times. And it's in my confessional as well as my room, people will see a portrait of John Paul II, and he's embracing another man, and no one knows who the other man is except someone I spoke to yesterday who's Polish. You know, he's the only one that would know who that person is. And his name is Cardinal Wyszyński. You know? He's already a servant of God, and most people don't know who he is. No, but this Polish guy said, "Yes, I've noticed in some of your pictures or your videos, you have in the background, you have John Paul II and Wyszyński." You know? Wyszyński was the primate of Poland when John Paul II was younger, which means that he was the head of the Polish church. And he was arrested by the communists. And when he was being taken, arrested, he was obviously in desolation. But as he's walking up the stairs, he saw a picture of the Blessed Mother that was on the staircase. And that gave him a lot of consolation. Gave him a lot of consolation. So I think as we meditate upon Our Lady of Sorrows, we think about her sorrows, but also our sorrows. We all have them. And it's a good idea not to keep these sorrows to ourselves, but to give these sorrows to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Never was it known that anyone who fled to her protection was left unaided. The office of readings today is taken from St. Bernard. And it presents the Blessed Virgin Mary today as a martyr. Usually when you think about a martyr, you think about someone who's shedding his or her blood. Technically, Mary did not shed her blood. She didn't. But Mary stood beneath the cross. And as St. Bernard and St. Alfonso Liguori, the doctors of the church, say, what Jesus suffered in his body, Mary suffered in her soul. So the first prophecy of the sorrow of Mary from prophecy of Simeon says that the sword of sorrow will pass through your heart. That becomes full reality when Jesus is crucified, but also when the sword goes through the heart of Christ when he's already dead. So Christ did not suffer physically because a person that's dead doesn't suffer physically. But that sword that went right through the heart of Christ, it pierced the heart of Mary. That's why she's known as the Queen of Martyrs. And Mary saw from the heart of Christ, not trickling forth, trickle, but rather gushing. There's a big difference between trickle and gushing forth. blood and water came gushing forth from the heart of Christ. Why he couldn't, he didn't want to give us just but just a trickling, but an abundance of his love. That water and the blood are symbolic of, that's when the church was born. The sacramental life of the church, there we see it gushing forth, and Mary standing underneath the cross. That's why Mary is the mother of the church. So in the midst of the trials, the tribulations, the sorrows, the contradictions of our life, we all have them, and probably a lot, let's learn how to share these sufferings with Mary. And let's spend some time at the foot of the cross, not simply seeking consolation from Mary, but even trying to console Mary in her sorrows. That's why today we call, today is the feast day of the sorrows of Mary. Amen.